Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to Be Mitch and Finley. You're watching us on the YouTube stream. This time next week, you might be watching us on Monumental. Or maybe it's 2 weeks. It's after the Seattle game, Jeff. I got to say, Tuesday mornings in the DMV sucks so bad. Traffic has just got awful. I had to come from a different direction this morning. I got to drive down Connecticut Avenue via from the Beltway. Woo, buddy. B, I don't know. I don't think the businesses are going to give it up, but the amount of changes that were made to traffic patterns during COVID, where these businesses got these outdoor seating sections, like that's the road, dog. Like
but a lot of people have, go back a lot of them had to give it up already.
Not in DC, dude. Georgetown, going down Connecticut, going down Wisconsin. It's a scene, man. It's just, I don't know the rules, Brian. I am not an ANC zone commissioner, but like those are the roads and people are going, now they're making everybody go back to work. Like something's got to give here, man. How was your ride in?
No problem.
You get mostly highways, so it's different.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on Independence. It had me cut around.
It's construction.
Like down by the river. Bus made a U-turn wildly illegally.
There's construction going on, and you know, then when you get to Main Ave right here, for them to put these buses and these damn semis to get into those alleys, and the way they back up is the guys got skill, but it takes too damn long.
Yeah, it sure does. And then
they should have to do that stuff before it gets light.
I wanted to ask Jeffrey about something. I don't know that you still are, but I know Jeff was riding motorcycles and stuff. I saw a young man.
He liked to climb trees and fall out of them when he's hunting.
I saw a young man on a motorcycle this morning, kind of cutting around down by Haynes Point with me. Then we get on 395. And I believe this young man was filming like a TikTok or something while driving a motorcycle.
Could be.
He was driving the motorcycle and like dancing. Repeated multiple times, neither hands on his steering wheel. Because I think he's holding the phone with one hand, dancing, gesticulating.
TikTok is good. And when you set it, until you fall off that damn bike.
Remember
when we were on the golf course?
Yes.
And the guys were doing a TikTok?
Yes. I was so blown away to me by the stupidity involved of driving a motorcycle through a very high traffic situation.
TikTok things are stupid.
Maybe it wasn't a TikTok. Maybe it was an Instagram.
Whatever.
Maybe it was just a
Most
YouTube live.
Most things that are done when you're on a vehicle that's moving and you're doing something else and not paying attention is stupid.
The content game, man. The content game is a dirty business. A lot of sports last night. It was a good sports night, man.
Them damn scars on their legs be some dirty business, too.
Sure. You saw the Lions had a really good win.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness, because I needed a good win. I liked the Lions last night. That got home. Seattle with a good win. I think we saw the Washington defense get torched by Pickens and Lamb on Sunday. Next Monday, they're going to face the Chiefs, who have a number of
Speedsters.
Yep. True speedsters. And yet, Brian, I wonder if Jaxon Smith-Njigba of the Seattle Seahawks isn't the best receiver in football right now.
He can fly.
He went 8 for 123 with a touchdown last night. He can high point it. He's got speed. He'll route you up. I mean, he's the real deal. Darnold wasn't great last night, but he was good enough. And what I find smart in Sam Darnold is he just chucks it to JSN as much as he can. Darnold last night was 17 of 31. So he completed 17 passes. Through 31, Njigba had 14 targets and 8 catches. Mm-hmm. Like, go to the dude that can get it done.
I mean, that happens. Like, most teams, when they have a damn good receiver, they find ways to get the ball to that receiver.
Jahmyr Gibbs, just real speed.
Dude can fly.
Real weapon.
Dude can fly.
I mean, he busted a 78-yarder last night. I believe that's the
Like he was just jogging.
Yep.
Yeah.
Detroit was bad on third down, but the way that offense runs, they just go for it on fourth down all the time.
Hey. Aggressive, bro.
Yeah.
When you have that level of skill, you know, your receivers, your backfield, and your tight end, you go for it.
Yeah, and, you know, the Lions are dealing with injuries, but I thought they had some young players in the defensive secondary that really stood up. The biggest difference in that game to me, Tampa could not get the run game going. Mike Evans gets hurt early. Abuka was clearly not himself. Mm-hmm. He's trying to play through an injury. He was clearly not himself. Baker threw the ball 50 times, 28 of 50.
When Baker has to throw the ball that many times, you could bet on another team.
It's probably not a winning recipe.
Just telling you.
You know what I mean? Good win for the Lions. The Bucs were kind of due for a loss, too. They've been kind of hanging on to the skin of their teeth in a lot of these wins. You look at the NFC playoff picture now, Niners, Seahawks, Rams, Bucks, Lions, Eagles are all 5-2. And yet, you know, who's got the best win percentage in the NFC?
Who's that?
The Packers by way of the tie. The Packers are 4-1-1 compared to all these other 5-2 teams. And then did you watch any baseball last night?
Nope.
So, I'll tell the truth. Baseball was a second screen for me. Football was on the big screen.
Well, and when they had the Seattle game on, they were giving you updates.
Right. Well,
So I just listened to those updates.
It was a game 7. It was tight down the stretch. George Springer hits a monster home run. Credit to him. I mean, just the stones to step up in that moment for Toronto. But I did watch the last 2 innings on the big screen because I love the noise of October baseball crowds, and that Toronto crowd deserves a ton of credit. They were exceptional. They were loud. That place was rocking.
Yeah.
I tweeted.
Probably been partying all day.
Probably.
Toronto is a fun town.
You love that place. I've never been.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I need to get there.
Been there, Jay.
I know. You've spoken highly of it.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
I tweeted something that I thought was fairly innocuous last night, and it got a ton of response. I'm curious. What, if any, reaction you have to this? I do not like in 7-game series, in any sport, I don't like the 2-3-2 format. I like 2-2-1-1-1. I like going back and forth for home field, home court, whatever it is.
Don't make me a difference.
In baseball, they now go 2-3-2, and the argument is because it's an everyday sport, you don't want all those travel days.
Yeah.
I can understand that rationale. I just like 2-2-1-1-1. That's what I like.
And you're not gonna get that.
It used to be that way.
Yeah, that's where they went away from it. Yeah, but you liked it.
But
Jay,
basketball tried 2-3-2 and went back.
If you're gonna win, you're gonna win. If you're good, you're good. Don't make a difference. If you like the thing of it is, the Blue Jays beat them in Seattle. I think the first 2 games, right?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Then they came back and tied it up.
Other way around. Seattle won the first
two. So Seattle beat them in which comp? Then you come back home three games. You couldn't get two of those three?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they ended up tying it up. It's 3-3. You got a game seven. I mean, if you're going to win it, you're going to win it. You're going to lose it, you're going to lose it. No matter how it's set up. You can get one back-to-back. Probably going to have problems.
So the World Series starts Friday night. Dodgers, Blue Jays. Toronto has home field in that. That's serious travel, L.A. to Toronto. I mean, these guys are traveling in charters. Like, I'm not too worried about it. But if you want to talk about how overwhelming of favorites must the Dodgers be? White Brian, get me those numbers. Shout out to White
Brian. They
got to
be up there.
White Brian's back. We're glad to have you back, pal.
And you look at the way that they spend and the money, the people that they have, the talent that they have on the team, they should be favorite.
Right.
But the favorite don't always win.
I imagine they're almost like 2-1. Like, if they're -200 to win the World Series, would that shock you?
No.
Kind of makes me want to bet on the Blue Jays. Maybe a little World Series action, just a little taste. Keep me interested. So the World Series is set. Toronto wins last night. I was rooting for Seattle. I know Lanfield's a big, big dumper fan. But we get Toronto. I can't imagine television executives are thrilled that the American team goes down and you get a Canadian team in the World Series. But that's life.
The Dodgers are -220 to win
Damn.
The World Series.
What are the Blue Jays in?
+184.
And White Brian, how are you after traveling down?
Why you
down,
sound like that? What's
traveling
wrong,
down
the hell wrong with you?
Yeah, did you fight? There's no ocean down there. What'd you fight this
he
time?
He found something.
No fighting, just a lot of yelling. Don't really have a voice.
Yeah, you sound terrible, dog.
I mean, damn. The game was Saturday, dude.
Yeah, and
it's Tuesday.
White Brian, how'd it feel to go down there, lose your voice, and they lost in overtime?
Not only they lost, but then the Giants lost on Sunday.
White Brian.
In White great
Brian's
fashion.
Going through it.
Brian, just stop yelling at the games. Just, you know they're going to lose. Just deal with it.
At noon, we're doing the Giants-Commanders fight that happened yesterday. White Brian wasn't here for it. Now he is. We'll let him scream. We'll get AMAC in here. Brian knows his name now. We're ready to rock. We're gonna put Jeff on one side and AMAC on the other and let him scream.
Let him go.
Who had the worst loss between the Commanders and the Giants? The headline yesterday does not match what the biggest news yesterday was. The biggest news yesterday is Jaden Daniels avoided significant injury, but is uncertain for Monday night against the Chiefs with that hamstring injury. We had Joe Theismann on the program yesterday. He said they should not let him play, at least sit out one game. My gut kind of tells me that he ends up not playing. But Jaden is such a hyper-competitor that I don't think they will make any decision. The practice schedule this week, because it is a Monday night game, they will practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we won't hear again from DQ until Thursday, barring a very, very surprising DQ decides to just make an announcement move, which would be very, very, very surprising. I wouldn't expect that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Level of relief with the Jaden news, at least just knowing it's not a significant thing.
Well, I mean, I already expected it to be a hamstring. That's what they said. That's
I mean,
the way
we knew
it looked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not relieved it's a hamstring deal, and you know the different levels of it. If it's something very serious, you can look at a few games or so. If it's something that's not serious, you may look at a game. You never know.
Yeah. So some level of relief with Jaden that it's nothing significant. There's no IR trip, anything like that. Certainly Monday night is in peril, I would say. I think the bigger injury for a defense that's already struggling significantly, Dorrance Armstrong out for the year.
I think that's bigger news
Dorrance,
at this point.
He'd been the best player on that defense.
Yep.
And now he's done. I kind of heard that Sunday night leaving Dallas. This defense is in a world of trouble, facing three offenses over the next 3 weeks that can go. Dallas's offense could go too, but KC, Seattle, Detroit. This is a really, really tough stretch.
Reassess. I said it yesterday. I still say it today. You got to find a way to do some things differently. It may be you have to pull the Ty Bowles and just strap them on and go all the time.
Blitz.
Hell yeah. It hadn't been working with the four, you know, and sometimes not with five. You got to do some exotic things and trick them up to try to throw people off balance, because just going regularly and that line guy sit back there like a 7-on-7 ain't going to happen.
I agree with you. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday at length. I asked him about the explosive plays because I'm fully cognizant that what DQ is going to say at a podium with a microphone in front of him is not always the truth. But, like, the explosive plays are a recurring problem. They happened a lot in Dallas. The DeAndre Swift touchdown was a 55-yard touchdown catch. I mean, go back to Green Bay. The explosive plays have been a problem. And I said, are there any regularities you see, any mistakes that are happening? And he said, if I saw them, that'd be easier because then I could fix them. Is it more problematic to you that they don't see a fix with the explosives? Or do you think they're just not telling us what they actually think?
Well, I mean, they may see a fix and not telling you about it. But the whole thing of it is, I see a fix. But do I have the people to get the fix done?
Sure.
That may be the problem.
And, you know, I think DQ deserves a lot of credit. You see coaches throw people under the bus often. And we've talked frequently about how the NFL is a self-preservation league and ultimately folks will preserve their job at all costs. DQ does not seem to be that dude. Yesterday, he was very clear. He was asked, you know, about Witt. He was asked about Lattimore. Those are certainly the top two targets for the fan base right now. And he's like, this is not a one coach. This is not a one player problem.
And I agree with him 100% on that.
I mean, it's week eight. They're not going to make any significant coaching changes. Like, that's just not going to happen. But I do think something, you can't continue. What is it? Definition of insanity is
doing things over and over and expecting,
with the
doing
same
the
result.
Same thing and expecting a different result.
Right. Like, something has to change defensively. Offensively, there's tremendous concern if Jaden can't go. I get that. Mariota's moved the ball pretty well when he's been in the game in various games.
That on offense too, they're gonna have to reassess.
Well, my concern with the offense, the quarterback situation is what it is. Where is the run game gone? They haven't ran the ball in two straight games against defenses that numerically would suggest you should run the hell out of it.
And then the excuse would be that they were crowding the box. Well, you got to find another way. If they crowd the box, then you got to go over the top. You got to find a way. The thing about football is about matchup advantages and making adjustments. People eventually are going to figure out what you're doing, and they're going to have something prepared for it. Well, you can't keep doing what you're doing if they know it. You got to change it up. Point blank. It ain't that difficult, dude.
I saw a clip on Instagram this morning. If you're not following the 106.7 account on Instagram, there's a ton of good content coming from all the different shows, from the Junks, from us, from Grant Danny. And Grant Danny had Jay Gruden on yesterday, and he said something that I thought was very accurate. Like, there is a group of folks out there concerned about Jaden. And what Gruden said is, like, who's he throwing it to? Not having Debo and not having Terry is a significant, significant blow to this team. They had four active wide receivers on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'd say the best one of them was Robbie Chosen, who was out of the league a month ago. And I mean, Robbie Chosen hasn't made a significant NFL impact probably since pre-COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do have to look at the group that was on the field. And I think, yeah, I mean, Anderson's last big season was 2020 in Carolina.
Yeah.
And it's 2025. He looked good. And you got to play with who's
played,
out there.
When he played, he was good.
I thought he was their best receiver on
Sunday. I'm saying even before then, he had something. And then, like, you know, some people, when they're a little off, they are made for football. He's a little off. He's made for football, I believe. You know, it's just like some guys, they're a little bit too normal, I guess. You know, and they don't understand. You got to be a little damn crazy to play this game.
He's got he's got some crazy in his eyes, man. You could see he is
reminds me a lot of you, dog. I'm crazy in your eyes too,
and vice versa, sir. Really excited. David Aldridge is going to join us now. DA was there in Dallas on Sunday. Wasn't thrilled with what he saw. DA's a guy. I love sitting in press boxes with DA because he gives you kind of a running commentary throughout the game. And DA's a guy that has also wondered where the blitz is. I do want to maybe try to sneak a NBA question into DA too. NBA starts tonight. There's two awesome games tonight. I think I'll be watching. You get Rockets Thunder and then Lakers Warriors. Kind of Luka's Lakers maybe. Busy show at 11:30. John Bates, Commanders tight end, is going to join us. Ask him, you know, how he's feeling, where the team is after a rough divisional loss in Dallas. 12 o'clock, we've got the Giants Commanders battle, Jeff versus AMAC. And then Barstool Nate's going to drive us all crazy at 1 p.m. Just getting started on B. Mitchell Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Dude, we've reached the time of year. It was cold this morning. I had to get up and put the trash cans out. It was cold. But by the time I was, like, pulling into the garage, it had warmed up, I bet, 15 degrees. Like, this time of year, you need a system that you know can deliver, and Rood is the system for that. They've got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, so you get efficiency even in extreme conditions. You land in comfort and performance perfectly balanced. But you also got to tell them about the cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. If you're thinking about a new system, 2 G's back on your taxes certainly helps. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.